The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. 54-year-old Mike Tyson is getting back in the ring, Tony. When's the last time you were in a fight?
Tony Kornheiser, February. I got jumped by Louis Carnesecca. Like, he knocked me down, and then he bit me.
No,
I don't know
didn't.
How fair that was. He bit me.
No, he didn't. Okay, now, that was a funny line. Is there a sweeter person in the history of sports than Lou Carnesecca? The answer
no,
is...
No, he's the best.
No, there isn't.
He's the best.
Lou is the best.
Absolutely the best. All right, crazy old man in his own attic. This is day 100. In today's episode, Bol Bol lights up a scrimmage, Seattle's hockey franchise picks a name, and the Washington football team punts on one. But we begin today with the actual start of this very weird baseball season. And how long it goes is anybody's guess. But it starts tonight with the Yankees at the world champion Washington Nationals, who are impacted because their star outfielder Juan Soto tested positive for coronavirus in a test conducted 2 days ago. Wilbon, what does this news mean for the Nats and for baseball at large?
Well, Tony, you know, I'm not picking the Nats now. I mean, I was looking for some reason to say, okay, Nationals repeat. But all I've heard from you for a year now is that Soto is the best player on the Nationals. I mean, maybe not a year, because he wasn't last year. I get that. But he is now.
Right.
You've been telling me that this offseason.
Yes.
This
yes.
Okay. So if
yes.
I don't know what his status is, and it's a shortened season, dramatically shorter, like 37%, you know, of the games, I can't pick the Nationals. I mean, I'm looking at every year I get frustrated and tired of people picking the Dodgers, and the Dodgers don't come through. And so I wind up making fun of the Dodgers, you know, even though I know and love the owners of the Dodgers. I'm not going to make fun of the Dodgers. I'm going to pick the Dodgers, too. I like the aggression, you know, in which they said, we're in this to win it every year. We're going to try our damnedest every single time out. I love that from the Dodgers. I'm picking them to win. And sorry, because I know that means the Nationals wouldn't even get to the World Series if that's the case.
Let me go back to Juan Soto for a second. He is their best everyday player. Anthony Rendon was. Anthony Rendon left to go to the Angels. He's their best everyday player. He played on Monday night. He played on Tuesday night. He got the result of a positive test after he had played on Tuesday. This means that every Nationals player is at risk. Every single one, because they were around him. Okay, now I know there are protocols in place, but when I first heard this news, I thought, well, maybe baseball would postpone the game. Then Aaron Boone, the manager of the Yankees, and I thought that because you now put the Yankees at risk, because you don't know who's got it on the Nats, but Aaron Boone said, we are ready to go. So clearly there are protocols, clearly there are rules. I'm a little bit surprised by it. And Mike, this is the important thing. They're not in a bubble in baseball. This is what we're going to face probably at least once a week and maybe more than that. And I was so optimistic about baseball. And again, Mike, it comes back to the virus. Everything we've done for months on this show comes back to the virus.
Tony, the NHL and NBA are in a bubble. And while you think the bubble has a better chance of working, you don't know, because people can get out of the bubble, not just in theory, but practically speaking, they could, and come back and bring the virus back. And you've got that even with a bubble. Without a bubble, baseball and football.
Football,
as recently as yesterday, I kept saying, and I know it's a broken record and people are tired of it, I'm tired of saying it, we don't know. This is now a case of we don't know. Not just we don't know about today. We don't know about the Nationals going forward if this is more widespread than their best player. And you know what? It may not be widespread at all. It may not. This could just be a speed bump. But we don't know that. We are in this uncharted territory, Tony, and that's how we start this baseball season.
So my point is that I was looking forward to talking about a baseball season and why in a short season you need starting pitching and you need a deep bullpen and all of these baseball things. And once again, boom, the rug comes out and we talk about the
That's
virus.
Right. That's right.
That's all.
There's a developing subplot to opening night, Tony. The players have agreed to expand the playoff field from 10 teams to 16 for this season, just this season. That's more than half of baseball's 30 teams. Tone, is this an idea you support?
So I didn't think they were going to do this because I thought the players said, oh, no, we're not going to let the owners make any money in an expanded playoffs. We're not going to give it to them. And now they've given them that in return for, I think, $50 million is the report.
As opposed to $25 million, which was in the pot earlier. So
they doubled it because it's a good time to be a player in basketball, in football, and in baseball because you got owners over a barrel. Look, we're living in, as you say, uncharted territory. I'm doing things. I'm working in my attic, okay? I'm not going to any restaurants. I'm walking my dog with a mask on. Things are different right now. I don't like, let me get the exact number here. I don't like the 22 teams back in the NBA, and I don't like the 24 teams in the playoffs
in
the NHL, and I don't like this. But for this year only, Mike, we have to adapt. We have to be willing to do things that we were not willing to do before. And so, yes, I will endorse it.
Yeah, I don't know if I endorse it. I'll take it. I'll watch it. I'm going to watch sports. I want right now is pretty much for me, it's just golf because I'm not watching auto racing. I'm watching a little bit of, actually, Tony, the Bundesliga. Don't get me started. I am. So when baseball puts this out there, whatever's out there, we're going to watch. I don't like it. I don't want to endorse it. I don't want more. I don't need more. I just need to have some of what we've had. And so I don't see the need for 16 baseball teams. But, you know, again, it's a one-time deal, we think. Although, Tony, there have been one-time deals before, and they become all-the-time deals because teams and networks get used to owners and players and networks grow accustomed to increased revenues, and they don't go back on these things, Tony. So I'm not saying that baseball is going to stick with 16, but I bet they try to increase it. Football just increased it. Everybody thinks more is better, even though it's not. Here's what it is. It's more money. And that's what no sport or network can wean itself from.
So there's one significant difference. I love the wild card game, the one and done wild card game. That's gone. The first rounds are going to be two out of three.
Yeah.
Now, this is in basketball where they don't have as many variables. This is going to be more like hockey to me. I think you're going to see more upsets because a pitcher has a bad game and you only have to win two. I think I'm not crazy about it, but I'm going to live with it this year. We move now to the aptly named Bol Bol. He slipped in the last draft to number 44 where Denver took him. But he didn't play any games for them this year. He played all his time in the G League until yesterday in a scrimmage against the Wizards where he scored 16 points, had 10 rebounds, and he blocked, hello, six shots in 32 minutes. So, Wilbon, are you now on the Bol Bol bandwagon?
Well, Tony, I've been a little bit on the Denver bandwagon in this way. And I know they started a lineup last night that averaged 6'10" and all that, and Jokic was a point guard. And that would be as absurd as thinking that small ball can win a championship in Houston. Neither one of those extremes are going to happen. Not now. Not yet. So I like what Denver has done. And if Jokic and his new six-pack are there, and then you add Bol. Tony, you think about Bol Bol, I think that people, guys who've had a whole year, and you can still call them rookies if you want, I think we're going to see a jump from certain players. Young players. And I mean even a guy like Doncic, who's already great. I think he can be like otherworldly, like come back and really just dominate stuff. Games, teams, other players, because they've had this time off. They've had essentially a year under their belts. And now a guy like Bol Bol, who's been practicing and studying film and coming along, it's like, wow, these guys are ready to go at a different level. And Denver has that. I do believe that.
So I watched the tape. I watched the dunks. I watched the blocks. I watched the wraparound pass for an assist. I watched him pull up and hit a three. I watched all that. I'm going to exercise a little caution here. I'm going to point out it was a scrimmage. It was against the Washington Wizards, who aren't any good and are missing their best player. I don't think Bol Bol's going to play at all in the playoffs when Denver makes the playoffs, because they will
make the
playoffs. I don't think he's going to play. But I rooted for his dad. Do you remember when the Washington Bullets were a circus.
Yes.
When Manute Bol was the biggest guy in the league, and then Yorgi Murison was the biggest guy in the league, and then Muggsy Bogues, who they had, was the smallest guy in the league. Yeah. And Bol was like the eye, and Muggsy Bogues was the dot on top of the eye when they played together. So I'm going to root for this kid because I like this old man. Let's
Tony,
take a break.
My last pick of basketball games, I was on the court with, playing with or against Manute Bol. That's it. That's as high, that's as good as I got.
Fantastic. Let's take a break. Coming up, No Name is the new name for the Washington football team.
And Seattle's new NHL team settles on a name. I'll be attacking the Kraken.
I remember writing about Bol and said if he lay down sideways, he'd be a speed bump because he weighed about 130
and
pounds.
And we both liked Manute Bol tremendously, did we not?
As well as Yorgi Murison.
Yes, Yorgi Murison.
Yes.
Both great.
Yes.
Both like 7'7".
Yeah, enormous.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We've got one more headline that involves two new team names. Dan Snyder has chosen an interim name for his NFL franchise, the Washington Football Team. Catchy, isn't it? But out in Seattle, the expansion NHL team made a bold choice, naming themselves the Kraken. The logo makes the S look like a serpent. Wilbon, are you backing the Kraken?
The uniform looks kind of cool, but when I first heard this morning, when Uber producer Matt Kelleher called and said, oh, we got a good story. It's about the new Seattle nickname for the NHL team, Kraken. My instant thought was, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I started just running through all the nicknames of all the teams in the NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, and NFL. And it's like, this is the worst. This is the worst one I have ever heard, Tony. I mean, I don't understand. Look, you can get something that is central to Pacific Northwest, right? To the Pacific Northwest. Why don't you tell people sort of the origin or the setting, if you will, for the Kraken?
Well, you're stealing my ideas here because these are my notes. And I wrote, and I'm quoting myself, Kraken is the worst name I have ever heard.
Worst. It's the worst.
The worst. It's even worse than the Raptors, which I think is terrible because it's just taken from a movie.
Raptors is fine.
No, I think it stinks. I think it stinks. Anyway, apparently I did some reading on this, and a Kraken is a legendary sea monster that dwells off the coasts of Norway and Greenland.
Where? Now, what time? Where does it dwell? Where does it?
Norway and Greenland. I was an English major. I wasn't a geography major. But I'm thinking Seattle isn't that close to Norway and Greenland.
No.
You know, if you want a fish, a real fish, you get the sockeye or something like that.
Copper I just think, River salmon.
I have heard the phrase.
Nothing's better.
Mike, I have heard the phrase, release the Kraken. But that's an advertisement for some rum. So I'm thinking if you're going to have your own song, it would have to be Kraken Rosé by Neil Diamond. But they got him locked up in Boston, so I don't know how it's going to work. The name stinks. Okay, you have a chance. You're not joining the league for another year.
Marketing
you have
people,
a chance to get rid of this stupid nickname.
Marketing.
Stinks.
Marketing people, Tony. I tell you what else. It doesn't stink, but it's just, is this Washington football team, club, whatever. It sounds like it's trying to borrow something from soccer. And, every sport now in North America tries to borrow something from international soccer, it seems. The style of tournament or, you know, something, the jerseys, the uniforms. And in this case, the Washington football team. Look, I understand you need time. You couldn't pull this off in 6 weeks or whatever the time has been since we first even had the hint that Washington was going to have to get rid, dump the name Redskins. We knew it was going to take more time, and it is going to take more time, whether it's copyright issues or something else. But Washington football team, you think there's a chance they could keep this? If they're going soccer, if everybody's copying something from soccer, maybe they'll try to hold on to this, which I know you would hate.
This is a terrible name. It is not innovative on any level. It is dull beyond measure.
Temporary.
It says it all.
Temporary.
The Washington football team. Who do you root for? I root for the Washington football team. Well, most people in Washington realize there hasn't been a football team here in about 15 years. The one thing that I would point out is that it's WFT and not WTF, because it is a terrible interim nickname. Let's take one
last
break. Take
that, marketing people.
Still to come, Fox develops a way to put fans in the stands during baseball season.
And Iron Mike Tyson will be returning to the ring. We'll tell you who he's fighting. Wait till you hear that part. Tony, the marketing
people,
they're off.
Yeah, but the S looks good. The red dot in the S looks good.
I said I like the sweater. I like the sweater.
Yeah.
But I don't like the Kraken. Huh?
Sockeye.
It sounds like it's in a Chris Rock joke. You know, a rant. I can't get with the Kraken.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 22nd birthday, DeAndre Ayton. In 2018, Ayton was the number one overall pick in the NBA draft by the Phoenix Suns, who watched him play at the nearby University of Arizona. Ayton was drafted amid much hype, including our pal Jay Billis, comparing him to Wilt Chamberlain. Ayton's rookie numbers were good, 16.3 points, 10.3 rebounds, nearly a block a game. But Ayton was overshadowed by other rookies, Luka Doncic and Trae Young. Ayton was up this year to 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 1.7 blocks in the 30 games he played after failing a drug test. Better numbers, not Wilt, but better. Wilbon likes to say Phoenix is a year or two away because he loves Ayton and Devin Booker and because he owns a home in Scottsdale. I like to say they're a year away from being 2 years away. They were 40 games under 500 2 years ago, 44 games under last year, but only 13 under so far this year. That's improvement, but they are still 26 and 39, which is what we call wizard's land. Maybe you're right, Wilbon, but at some point, you have to at least scare 500.
They're gonna go 6-2 in the 8 games down in the bubble now after the restart. Next year, the Phoenix Suns make the playoffs. How you like that? And by the way, Ayton, that jump shot is coming along. He doesn't need to shoot threes. I don't want him to fall in love with that. But he's going to have a mid-range game, Tone, that at 7 feet is going to be killer. And Devin Booker is going to become one of the 10 best players in the league. If he's not, he's on the border of that already. So, yes, I will ride with the Phoenix Suns and Monty Williams.
Sell your house. Sell it. Happy anniversary, John Daly. On this day, 25 years ago, Daly won the British Open at St. Andrews by 4 strokes in a four-hole playoff with Italy's Constantino Rocca for his second major. We all know about Daly's problems with alcohol and his self-destructive behavior. But what gets lost in that discussion is how great Daly was. He could bomb it, and he had great touch. In 1997, Daly became the first PGA Tour pro to average over 300 yards per drive. He did this every year from 1999 to 2008, in the heart of Tiger Woods' dominance. No other player went over 300 until 2003. So as Bryson DeChambeau averages 323 yards
Bryson,
per drive this
Bryson
year.
Bryson DeChambeau.
He ought to tip that Ben Hogan cap to Daly. On a personal note, I once played a few holes with John Daly at TPC Avenel. Second hole is close to 600 yards. Daly hit driver, he walked to his ball with the driver still in his hand. Without so much as squaring up, Daly hit the driver again, essentially in mid-stride, hit it to 10 feet. He had a cigarette in his mouth as he swung. I was awestruck.
Yeah, I mean, you've always been more enamored of John Daly than I am. I mean, a lot of people have talent and they squander it. And it looks like, to a great degree, he squandered it. And those personal habits are nothing I want to be around. They're nothing I want to hear celebrated. Again, you can acknowledge his talent, Tony, but he was wasteful, personally. And to me, I don't want that celebrated ever.
Totally squandered. No argument there. Happy trails to empty stands for the MLB on Fox. Sports Business Journal reports that Fox will use computer-generated crowds and pumped in artificial noise for its baseball telecast this season to create an illusion of a full ballpark. Fox tested this out a few weeks ago and liked it. Fox Sports VP Brad Zager said, quote, "We're not trying to fool anybody. If there are a few seconds where we can make it feel like a Major League Baseball stadium, that's what we're going for," unquote. The TV promo is tremendous. It's tremendous. Fox is working with Silver Spoon Animation to create virtual fans and dress them in team colors. The crowd will boo at times. The crowd can be thinned out if it's 10-1 in the eighth inning. The crowd will react differently to a two-out single in the first with nobody on, or an RBI single in the eighth. Fox is even working on a kiss cam between innings. If this works, what do you need real fans for? Oh, that's right, money.
Well, if you're gonna do that, can you bring Harry Carey back? I'm sorry, I know Harry's been dead since like 1999, but can you bring Harry back and let him, you know, call some games? I'm sure you could do computer animation there. Just don't let me see the wave in Wrigley Field, okay? You can put that in Tampa or some other place. Don't let me see the wave, because that will not be true to form, all right? And I guess this is okay in general, Tony. It's a TV show. Do whatever you have to do to enhance television, which is the broadcast, which is why I say bring back Harry. Holy cow.
Two omissions. Dustin Johnson withdrew from the 3M Open with a bad back, and Tony Romo withdrew from a Korn Ferry Tour event after a few holes with a wrist injury. Mike, didn't he just withdraw?
Did he, in Nevada? Yeah, I think he did. Hope Romo's going to be all right.
Yeah. I mean, that's... But Dustin Johnson, you worry about. You worry. Big swing, big hitter. Let us go to the big finish.
Let's do it.
The Vikings and their head coach, Mike Zimmer, have agreed on a multi-year contract extension. Do you believe that's deserved?
You know, he's been pretty good in the regular season, and they've been pretty good in the regular season. One NFC Championship game. I don't know. I might not have rushed to give him that contract right now. You know, they haven't done anything spectacular yet that says, oh, we got to keep this guy. The Fritz Pollard Alliance has asked the NFL to investigate whether Dan Snyder's team adhered to the new Rooney Rule during two recent hires. Your thoughts?
The Washington football team is under attack from all sides right now and under the greatest scrutiny it has ever been under. Dan Snyder, he is being watched and investigated, obviously. Mike Tyson will fight Roy Jones Jr. in an 8-round exhibition boxing match. You excited about that, aren't you?
Yes, you know I will be. Those are two of my favorites. Roy Jones Jr., Tony, when he was robbed at the 88 Olympics in Seoul, robbed. I got up, I packed my bags, I left. I left the country. He was robbed to such a degree, it was awful. Tom Brady reported to the Bucs facility for the first time today, got a COVID test. You excited for that?
I'm excited for the fact that he's going to play and have great wide receivers. Okay. I'm excited for that. And Gronk. Last one, NASCAR race at Kansas Speedway tonight. Any predictions?
There's sports choices, Tony. You got NASCAR, you got baseball, you got Mavs, Lakers at 9. I know what I'm watching.
We're out of time. Try and do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
I'm Mike Wilbon. We are bumped by baseball tomorrow, knuckleheads. But we're back Monday. You can get the podcast on the app or Apple Podcasts.
Go Nats.